The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
The scenes probably played out in quiet suburban homes across North America. Little Kyle or Carly comes down to dinner and shoots her lame parents the devil horn salute. They may think by raising the forefinger and pinky that they're pledging allegiance to the Dark Lord, but in actual fact, they're flipping Lucifer the Beelzebub. Sorry, little demon spawn, but when Ronnie James Dio, who made the sign synonymous with metal music when he joined Black Sabbath in 1979, started flashing the devil's horns at his fans, it was never in sympathy for the devil. His grandmother in southern Italy used a symbolic gesture to ward off the evil eye. In Buddhism, the gesture is linked to the expulsion of demons and the removal of sickness or negative thoughts. So quit trying to scare your parents, you pint-sized pagans. One city where the horns have become as common as a friendly open-hand wave is Montreal. In fact, Montreal councillor Craig Sauvé is tabling a motion this week recognizing his city as a headbanger's paradise. The diehard metal fan says beyond Montreal, Quebec has a 36-year history of heaviness, which has become an essential part of the cultural ecosystem. Montreal metalheads celebrate every July with a two-day festival called Heavy Montreal. Festival organizer Nick Farkas thinks it's fantastic that the city recognizes the cultural contribution of heavy metal music. It's even suggested in their official slogan beneath the shield of Montreal's coat of arms, Concordia Salus, Latin for salvation through harmony. And double kicks, snarly shredding, and Cookie Monster vocals. Bang your head and show us your devil horns, Montreal. I'm Cal Coat. First stop is Oakland, California for some supercharged heavyweight cumbia from La Misa Negra. This one's got a dark side. It's about a person who stalked her for 2 years. Acosadora, the stalker, from World Beat Canada.
We'll be right back. bigger bistro with a beeps now to be lethal. And survival's like a free throw. My beach is super sweet though, like Normandy. Better reload if you're born to be for the people. You can be orderly and beach slow. What you thought this was, utopia? Well, guess again, cause in these times you trying to fly is not something I would recommend. I dream a better place and better things for all my better friends, but it's gonna be a while before we're better men. I told my shrink I was a sinner, told my priest I was a god body, told a groupie I was in a Christian band, then I had a drink from this god's body. Programmed like Blade Runner, living life in the same summer, on a sand strap like Game Hunter, trying to rap for bread like it ain't butter. Been plugged up and wired in, prime time for the violins, signed up for the cryo gin, now vibe out to my violins. See, I've been trying to find out how to live forever, but at first we must learn how to live together, cause we got
great times to go.
I don't see no hoverboards. Ain't seen no peace in the East. Don't see an end to these wars. I still see people going hungry after begging for more. Still see zombies on my block soon as I walk out my door. Better know it's business as usual. Yes, the struggle is beautiful. We keep feeding this machine, giving it something computable. We still raise on these sodas. Water costs too much for us. And still controlling populations and still chopping down forests. The trees are burned, earned warrants. Daddy still in storage. We keep fighting for food to eat and still feel malnourished. Why we still afraid of the police and scared of the 12 jurors? Why they're still giving us diseases if they say they ain't cured us? They still ain't hurt us. My thirst so murderous. They've been trying to buy my soul and then employ my services. Every single place I look, I still don't see no sign that we done leveled up and freed our minds. We got it's
the right time to go.
Some serious heaviness in the bottom end. They call it boom bap. Miami band Mayday and Lifetimes. La Misa Negra started things off with Acosadora. This is brand new from Taryn Nyer's Snakes and Ladders project, which is promoting modern expressions of Desi culture from right here on the West Coast. This one gives you a little bit of vintage Bollywood, some future bass, and some 80s style synth from Desi Subculture. It's Akari, a brand new spin for you on World Beat Canada.
Yeah.
It's the beat in your own backyard.
Beat, check out the vibe.
The World Beat Live.
We're just talking about Tarun Nair. His bandmates join him on stage at their favorite haunt, the Commodore Ballroom, on Saturday, April 20th. It's Delhi to Dublin with special guests Tanya Aganaba and Kid Kang. April 24th, 26th, and 27th, prepare yourself for the Vancouver World Music Festival 2019, featuring the hip-hop dance and music of Makumba from Africa, Locarno featuring Tanya Aganaba, a Paul Simon Graceland tribute, which should be really interesting, featuring some great locals, Itamar Ayres and Hammond Honore, and it's all happening at the Imperial and Gilting Co. Get the full details at worldmusicfest.ca. The Wise Club presents April 26th, Camaro 67 and Missy D. And the next night, April 27th, on Granville Island at the Backstage Lounge, is the return of Fiesta Africana featuring DJ Mark Fournier and special guest percussionist Rafael Geronimo from Rumba Calzada. Santa Lucia LFR. The LFR stands for Latin Funk Rock, like they used to make down in the Mission District in San Francisco with great bands like War and Santana. They brought the sound back and updated it. We're going to hear Mozambique next. This is World Beat Canada. I'm Cal Cote. We'll be right back. Quebra-cabeça, or puzzle. That is Bexiga 70 from Brazil with Camelo. And before that, Santa Lucia, LFR, and Mozambique. Time for your touch of the familiar. We're talking about Ronnie James Dio and the Devil Horns and all things heavy metal. Why don't we start with the mother of them all, which is Deep Purple's Smoke on the Water from the fantastic album Machine Head. But, of course, this is World Beat Canada, so it's got to have some kind of cultural influence. Enter Yui Schmidt, a.k.a. Adam Hart, a.k.a. Senior Coconut, transforming the classic riff into a cha-cha-cha. Here you go, your touch of the familiar, Senior Coconut with Smoke on the Water from World Beat Canada.
Forget smoke on the water.
Cha-cha-cha. My junior high schoolmates are shaking their heads right now. Smoke on the Water from the great Señor Coconut. Next, on to something a little more serious but equally as groovy. From the Afro-Celt Sound System, they're back with a new album called Flight. Thunderhead is standing by. This is World Beat Canada. Great to have you along.
I'm but Papi won't let me.
This is for those who want to know what Lupita wants.
This is not the end. This is for those who want to know what Lupita wants.
This is not the end.
Lupita wants her world beat from World Beat Canada. Canada. Canada.
Set of funkiness for you from the Afro-Celt Sound System and their new album Flight. We heard Thunderhead, and we just heard the iconic, beautiful voice of Natasha Atlas helping out Sean Lee and his Ping Pong Orchestra. He's a former Tonight Show band member, and that, no, not Stephen Colbert, no, not Jay Leno, but a Johnny Carson Tonight Show band member, and now a global kitsch fusionist. That was Cairo. Hope you're enjoying your ride on the global side. We go now to Yuka Chavez, a famous outspoken singer and comedian from Bahia. Check out Take Me Back to POE from World Beat Canada. Regular listeners to the program know we have to travel pretty far to get outside of our comfort zone, but we'll bring you a couple of fresh spins from different artists. Maverick Sabre is up next, a UK-based Irish singer-producer. And we're also going to hear from Nick Waterhouse, some vintage-style rockabilly and jazz. Stick around. It's World Beat Canada. I'm Cal Cote. Pleasure of introducing him on stage at the Vancouver International Jazz Festival a few years back. Nick Waterhouse from a brand new album called IL 2060 and Song for Winners. We're all winners here. There are no losers on World Beat Canada. We are produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcapyrite Communications. Check out Kelton A Twist with Patricia Fraser. Do like us at our Facebook pages, Kelton A Twist and World Beat Canada Radio. Our last sound will go to Andrew McPherson's ambient music project, Pepper Moth, the Glimmer Tides remix. But our last word goes to Glennon Doyle Melton, who said, "If no pain, then no love. If no darkness, no light. If no risk, then no reward. It's all or nothing. In this damn world, it's all or nothing."
Yeah. patience.